with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here once again this year. I'm Lance Allen, and please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, it's been 8 long months since I asked you a question on this show, so I know you've been waiting for this. We better dive right into it. Here we go. You wanted to open the season fast. First season opening win since 2011. Do you feel like it's mission accomplished? Do you like the way you started the season with a victory?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the obvious answer to your question. Can I stop right there?
Sure. I know you like these questions.
Well, no, it's definitely where you want to start. And also at Chicago, I mean, it's a very difficult place to play, and division win, you know, then really the unscouted looks, new staff, and all those things that went into that game. So I was very proud of our football team. We knew it was going to be a little bumpy going down there, and we fought through it and came out of there with the win. So, you know, we're off to a good, solid start.
Mike, I think you'll know where I'm coming from with my first question of the year. 4.5 yards of carry, no sacks. I guess the offensive line got plenty of enough work anyway together during the preseason.
Oh, definitely. And I think the other part of it is the long drives. I mean, we had a number of very long drives, and that's good for us. You know, we come out of the preseason with just the 3 long drives, you know, 2 in New England and the one there in Pittsburgh. So really to get into that rhythm, and that's a big part of our know-how to offense.
James Jones is just like he never left, Mike, and just the faith in him and the trust that Aaron has in him to call that play on the first touchdown, and he goes over the back of the defender, one hand, unbelievable.
Definitely. I mean, big-time catch, but I think you've already hit on it. It's the confidence that Aaron has in James and his ability to throw the back shoulder or whatever type of throw he needs to in the one-on-one opportunity. So, I mean, it really looks like those two had never stopped working, you know, with each other. So, very, very happy for JJ. I thought he definitely made his presence known in week one.
While we're in the neighborhood, Mike, another wide receiver, Randall Cobb, what a pro. I mean, he got ready to play. He played in pain to some extent and so forth, and he's a warrior. He's not the biggest guy out there, but he's as tough as anybody.
He's tough. I mean, he's very tough, and I think it tells you a lot about Randall. There was no way that he wasn't going to be out there, just his commitment to his teammates. And so, you know, come out of the game clean, so hopefully he'll be a week better.
Second half, you had a 16-play, 78-yard, 9-minute and 31-second drive. What did that do for you? It was impressive.
Well, I mean, the number of things. Obviously, you know, to take the lead and keep the defense off the field, and you know, that's what you're looking for. That you want to wear down your opponent, you want to break their will, and you know, that was a huge, you know, turning point in the game. And I think really Clay Matthews' big interception was probably the biggest play at a critical time in the game. So, yeah, that was definitely a momentum swing for us.
Mike, how big was red zone both ways? You were 4 for 5 offensively. The Bears just 1 for 3. A big factor in the game?
Huge. I mean, it's about scoring points. You know, and the fact of the matter, going down there, we easily could have been 5 for 5 because you're not allowed to complain about the officiating. But there's, man, what a great throw and catch by Aaron on that one particular play. Yes, the red zone efficiency really for both sides of us was another key factor in the win.
Julius Peppers, this guy drinking from the fountain of youth, a sack and a half in the first 10 minutes, could have had a fumble recovery as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Julius did a lot of really good things, both in the run defense and in the pass rush, so he's off to a great start.
You know what was cool about that, Mike? Julius showed some emotion. I mean, he was fired up, and he's usually kind of low-key. He showed some emotion in Chicago.
Oh, no, definitely. He has a lot of personality. I mean, he's what I like about Julius, he doesn't, you know, he's very humble human being, doesn't take himself too serious. I happened to be in the film session when they showed the one play on the run game where he was, you know, down there giving a fist pump, and he was just kind of laughing at himself a little bit too. So, I mean, it's been a joy to have him. He's been very impactful, not only on the field, but very impactful in our locker room.
I got to ask about Aaron Rodgers flipping the pass to Eddie Lacy one-handed. He catches it one-handed, just like you drew it up, Coach?
I mean, not at all, but, it's just just two guys playing football. I mean, I think it just says a lot about both guys and, you know, Aaron's instincts and trust. And it was a heck of a catch by Eddie. So, yeah, just two guys playing football like they were out there out in the backyard. They just happened to be in front of 70,000 people at Soldier Field. So.
Mike, let's move the conversation to special teams if we could. Ty Montgomery, couple returns, 40-plus yards. That's got to be encouraging.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought Ty did a great job, you know, running his track, but you know, also you got to give a lot of credit to the blocking unit. Both of those were very well blocked, and really the third one had a chance too if he can, you know, we had the bounce play there. So all three of the returns definitely were a big plus for us on special teams. I thought that group really got off to a good start.
Next up, we'll bring in our special guest. He is James Jones. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Heard his name called a time or two during the Bears game. Please welcome James Jones to the Mike McCarthy Show. James, congratulations, number one, not only on the victory, but what a homecoming game for you, huh?
Appreciate it. Felt good to be out there. Did feel good.
James, was your adjustment getting reacclimated to the Green Bay Packers and that offensive system, was it as seamless as it seemed?
Yeah, I mean, it felt good. I was talking to Aaron, and I said, I feel like I've been gone for 10 years, but I really only been gone for a year. So the offense is still kind of programmed in me. So I was able to catch on fast, did a lot of communicating with him, and I was able to go out there and just play fast and have fun.
James, things don't work out in New York, and you get that call from the Packers. James Jones is thinking what when you get that call?
I'm thinking Coach Mike shouldn't have let me get out of there in the first place. But it's good to be back at home. When I was on the plane, the wife was happy. So, you know, when the wife happy, everybody happy. So it was a good plane ride, and it felt good to be back when I got here, you know, get all the love and support from your teammates and your coaches, to see all these guys. It felt good.
Coach Mike, when James got back and you saw him out there, when did you think, hey, he can be an integral part of our offense come Sunday against the Bears?
Well, I think we thought that immediately, just, you know, as far as getting him back here and getting him started. And really, the, you know, Aaron really wanted him back, but really James was not coming until he was guaranteed as the first slot on the Mike McCarthy Show. So we, that was a no-brainer. So you can see that, yeah, this is all by plan here.
Now, James, you've had the experience of being with other clubs. Coming back, do you appreciate the Green Bay Packer, for lack of a better word, I'll say way. Do you appreciate that more now, maybe?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You see, from being with different organizations, you just see the difference. This organization is special. They care about their players from top to bottom. The fans are unbelievable. So it's a special place to play, and I'm happy I'm back because my little son was 2 when we left, and he really doesn't remember anything but Aaron Rodgers. So it's good that we're back so he understands that Daddy was really a Green Bay Packer and able to be a part of this. So it's good.
Now, James, during that game in Chicago, there are several of your catches that required extraordinary concentration and focus. And really, as a civilian, I don't know how you made the catches. How do you work on focus, concentration, that kind of thing?
Oh, man, just staying locked in. You know, I talk to myself every play, tell myself, look the ball in, focus on your assignment. But most of all, when 12 throws you the ball, you want to let him know that you're going to come down with it so you can gain his trust and gain his confidence. And that's what I was trying to do on Sunday. So he knows when he throws it my way that I'll make a play for him.
Last week in the locker room, I didn't know this, but I heard that you and Davante Adams have known each other a long time, have quite a history.
Yeah.
Is it kind of unique playing with him now?
Yeah, that's like my little brother. I was part of his recruiting process to Fresno State. When I was coming out for the combine, he was training with me, getting ready to go to Fresno State. I kind of talked him into going to Fresno State to be with my receiver coach that coached me in college. So me and Davante, we go way back. I talked to him all year last year during his rookie season, you know, trying to help him out. And, you know, so it's good to be on his team. He's going to be a special player. He has everything it takes to be a special player.
Thank you, James. Let's go out to Lance in the audience.
All right. Thank you very much, Larry. First fan question of the year, Gary. Gary for James Jones.
James, on a scale of 0 to 10, how difficult / angry disappointed were you when you have 3 flawless touchdowns and you turn around and find out the one is called back?
10. We're always trying to score points, so, you know, when one gets called back, especially a penalty like that, I think they took that one away from us.
All right, next up, Scott, one of our regulars, has a question for James.
James, did you ever imagine, I guess, being back in Green Bay at all? And what is it like working with Davante Adams? Did you ever think that was ever going to happen?
You know, when we left in free agency a year ago, my wife was on the plane next to me, and she said, "You coming back to Green Bay. I don't know when, I don't know how." And I'm looking at her like, "Put your seatbelt on," because I didn't think I was going to be back. But it's good to be back. And like I said, to play with Davante, to be able to help him out, a guy that I've been knowing for a long time, it's going to be good.
And Mary has a neat memory of James from his first stint here.
I do. This is several years ago. I'm going to test your memory bank a tad. My daughter and I had the privilege of being at practice on the field, and we were standing by the water bucket. And you came up and you told us, very insightful, you said, "Practice water was the best water ever." So we were taking pictures of you, and you looked up and you went, "Take that again and let me give you my best Chuck E. Cheese smile."
Chuck E. Cheese smile.
So my question is, and you already gave it to me, where is your Chuck E. Cheese
smile? My Chuck E. Cheese smile is always on. I always try to stay happy, you know, having fun. You know, you never know how long you're going to play this game. So I try to have fun, enjoy with my teammates.
Well, it was a great memory for us, and we're grateful to have you back.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, we saw the Chuck E. Cheese smile twice against the Bears. Next up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show, including James and Larry on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Throws the left side of the end zone. James Jones leaping.
Whoa.
Oh, sensational catch. Touchdown over Alan Ball. A sensational catch by the veteran James Jones in the left corner of the end zone.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. We're going to take a close look at James's first touchdown catch against the Bears. And James, kind of take us in the huddle a little bit. What's the route called and so forth, and your job on this play?
Well, the route is actually a post route, so we're looking like this. We want to run a post route like this. But if we get press coverage, if the guy is up close on you and you get press coverage, you automatically turn it into a go route.
So, okay. Let's snap a ball and watch James turn it into a go route. You read the coverage. And let's stop. Let's go back a little bit. Okay, like in here. Now, I'm not a receiver, but this looks like pretty good coverage.
Yeah, he's in some good shape. He's in very good shape right there. And we talk about this a lot in practice. I talk to Aaron all the time about just giving us some opportunity balls, you know, giving us a chance to go up and make a play. And When I seen him throw it up, I told myself I better go make this play because I've been telling him all week in practice.
Well, James, his head's in the way, his arm's in the way. Did you ever lose vision on the football? Could you see it all the way
in? No, I seen the ball all the way in now. I mean, I don't practice catching the ball with one hand on the body. Mike doesn't give us time for that. So that was a little help from the man upstairs, but we were able to come down with it, and I was able to get my feet down in bounds and score a touchdown.
I've seen it 100 times. I still don't know how you made that catch. We'll look at it from another point of view. I mean, this wasn't a 50-50 ball. This was probably, at best, a 60-40 ball in favor of the Bears.
This is actually the first time I've seen it close up, so it is a little difficult, but I was able to make a play, come down with it, you know, a little bit of God-given ability, and, you know, go up there and get the ball.
James, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you back. James Jones, everybody. We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
After a win against the Bears, we have some game balls to give out. Aaron Rodgers is the offensive game ball winner, Mike. And I tell you what, less than 200 yards passing, which doesn't happen much with Aaron, but 18 of 23, three touchdowns. What an efficient performance by him.
Yeah, I thought Aaron played very well. I mean, just all the way through. You know, the command, the decisions made at the line of scrimmage. You know, the return game had a lot to do with the field position. So, you know, as far as total yards, but, you know, really had a chance to be 5 for 5 in the red zone. And I clearly thought he got off to an MVP start.
What was neat about it, too, was the Bears playing man, and they turn their backs to him, and he just runs up the field. That mobility, what a huge advantage to have.
No doubt about it, and really the timing of it. You know, he does such a great job of setting the pocket high, and, you know, they were playing their ends a little wider and running up the field. So, you know, just a very instinctive, polished MVP-type player.
Defensive game ball goes to Demarius Randle, the rookie first-rounder. And I tell you what, Mike,
that?
He had a great pass deflection, Matt Forte, in that fourth down stop. It was on third down, but man, he looked like he belonged.
He really did. He we were in a lot of single high defenses, so he was out there one on one on an island all day long. So, very athletic, very instinctive young man. Really has a lot to build off of this performance. But when it just flat came down to, you know, covering his man, he did a heck of a job.
Special teams, Mike. I know it's been a point of emphasis all summer, and Mason Crosby has been good all summer and now into the regular season.
You know, he really has, and he brings such a veteran presence to the whole group, and it's insightful, and I just think our whole communication on the special teams has improved. And, you know, I think you got to give Mason and Brett and Tim a lot of credit. Just the, you know, your battery of specialists, you usually don't get enough credit or involved in that as much as I think people realize. So, and on top of it, just his ball placement and the way he's handled his duties has been outstanding.
And each week we ask you for your reaction on Twitter, hashtag McCarthy Show, for either the player of the week. And this week, it's the play of the week, Clay Matthews' interception to seal it in the fourth quarter. You thinking about some offensive plays for him, Coach? Because, man, he looked like he wanted to be a receiver on that play. He took it back.
We don't have enough balls on offense for Clay to come over and play. So, I mean, because Aaron's got his hands full there. But, no, I mean, really, when you look at the play, it's just a heck of an instinctive play. Just the way he undercut the route, the anticipation of it. Cutler never saw him. You know, just as far as pre-snap disguise and ability to cut that pass, and then, you know, obviously what a great return too, and really the finish and the hustle of our guys getting out in front for blocking. So just a huge play for us defensively.
Next up, our final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show will get you ready for Seattle and the home opener. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Through their Touchdowns for Charity program, Sargento Cheese helps alleviate hunger in Wisconsin through donations to the Hunger Task Force and Paul's Pantry for touchdowns scored by the Packers during the 2015 regular season. Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men, 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
And welcome to the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. It's the home opener. It's Seattle. There's going to be a lot of buzz outside the walls of Lambeau Field. How do you focus on your job, Mike, and just do what you have to do here?
It's the home opener. We're playing Seattle, and that's about all we need. So, no, this is really what you work all season for. We're 1-0. I got that first division win. This is a big NFC, obviously, game for us. Sunday night football. And really, it's, like I said, it's our home opener. So the alumni will be here. That's always a great day. And so it'll be a lot of fun.
Mike, what's the biggest point of emphasis you take out of the Bears game as you move towards Seattle? What's the biggest thing?
Oh, self-improvement. I mean, it's there's a lot of good things on tape, a lot of things we can build off of. But, you know, it's encouraging. There's a lot of work to do. I mean, we have a number of things fundamentally we need to improve on. It's really our first chance to go down and play, 70 plays or 60 plays. So there's really no replacement for that. So that's you get that under your belt. The first win of the year is always tough. I don't care who you play, where you play, or, you know, that's always the toughest game, in my opinion, to win is get that first win. So because you have to taste it. You got to get back into it and get going. So this will be a great event, playing here Sunday night. It's always so fun playing Lambeau. Like I said, the alumni are here. That's always cool to see those guys on the sidelines and before the game. And, you know, we got to do whatever we need to do to win this game.
Mike, good luck against the Seahawks. See you on Sunday night.
See you there, Lance.
All right, we'll be there. And thank you for watching the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll talk to you after the Seattle game.